My name is J. John Marks. I'm 30 years old. I've been in the fitness industry for 15 years. I worked for Parks and Recreation, and then I worked for Extreme Fitness, and now I'm on my own. The company name is Flex Training System. Small company, I just train out of people's homes. I use the community center. One of the rec centers is Beaches Recreation Center. I have a small group of clients that I work with two or three times a week, all different types of people, ages, genders. It doesn't matter, people that are looking to just get in regular shape, people who have been told they have to do some rehab training, better their golf game. It's totally up to them. They hire me to change something in their life, hopefully their health. Nowadays, it's more for anybody. A lot of gyms promote it. Actually, that's what sells gym memberships, is that they have good personal training, aerobics, spin class, anything that's instructional. Back in the day, though, it's rich and famous. You know, if you drove this kind of car and you had this and your wife or husband wanted to look a certain way, yeah, the perception has changed quite a bit. My role is to change that and let people know it's for everybody, any age, even kids. I mean, they don't have to be in the gym, but there's ways they can exercise and be fit. I love my business. It's about making people feel better, eliminate, stimulate, educate, and motivate. That's the job of a personal trainer or an exercise specialist. I do feel some of these perceptions are true. It's a status thing, and it still is. People always have to have the bigger car, bigger house, look the best. And that's why plastic surgeries and augmentations of this are so high, because of this. Hopefully there'll be people out there such as myself who will take it serious for what it does for you. How I fight these perceptions is I go in and do my job. I'm training a client, I focus on that. I'm speaking to you guys, getting the information out, having people realize there's more than do it just lifting weights and looking like Schwarzenegger or like this. It's about having a healthy society. Doesn't matter what kind of income you have. Doesn't matter where you train, doesn't matter what you do. It's just being physically fit. Always been athletic. At the age of 13, I got into kickboxing. I was really into martial arts. Van Damme at the time, I really liked the type of body he had. Schwarzenegger and his movies and that. And then in grade 12, I took OAC Health, which was all aspects of health. It wasn't, you know, just going swimming and going golfing. I did really well at that. And I said, well, I can be exercise specialist or go into law. We have enough lawyers. We have too many unhealthy and sick people out there. And that's all I've done for the 15 years. Anyone who knows me or my business is, hey, that's the guy who did kickboxing. That's the guy who trains people. Not the guy who knows computers, because I don't know anything about computers. I don't know anything about that. You know, be not a jack of all trades and a master of one. When I worked for Parks and Rec, we ran day camps, sports camps, coached ball hockey. Then I got the opportunity to start running the weight room at a couple locations, Parks and Recreation locations. And at that time, I was doing my schooling and doing my certification. And I said, this is something I really want to get into. And then I needed to broaden my horizon. And the only way to do that was to move to a private club where you can actually do more hands-on. And I worked there for 3.5 years. I said, you know what? It's time I do this on my own, because I didn't like the sales aspect. I'm service first, sales second. Always been that way. And that's what it should be. And that's how I just got started. So I just started from Parks and Rec to the gym that I worked for, and then going on to my own. Well, education. In this field, a phys ed degree. University has kinesiology's degree that you can take, anatomy, biology, you can study the body. In college, and through those, you can get certified when you do your courses at school, or you can do it on your own. There's ACE, American Council of Exercise, CBTN, Canadian Personal Trainers Network. There's CanFit Pro. These are all certifications that when you take it, you're governed by this body, you're insured with them, that you've taken the right amount of tests. So you may have someone who just got certified and just went to college, or someone who just went to university and no certification. I would suggest the more certifications, the better. Hands-on, practical. You know, anyone can study a textbook, but you really need to know the hands-on part. So you can go anywhere from university, college, to certification. The more you know, the better. And then, again, there's going to be things you don't know. You have references. You know, if you're not qualified for sub, then you should find someone who is. You know, clients will respect you for that. It's amazing what kind of workout you can have with absolutely little or no equipment. Some of my clients have small machines that they've purchased, dumbbells, bench. You can have a Bosu ball, which is the ball on a half platform, a Swiss ball or stability ball. Swiss balls are the medicine balls, Dynabands. I've done workouts where just out in the park, and they can be hitting focus mitts like in boxing. You have rubber bands. You can have absolutely nothing, or you can have a $10,000 gym in your home. It doesn't matter the equipment. It's the type of style of training that you want and the type of style of trainer that you have. You know, if it's for rehab, you might have to have certain equipment or machines. But for general fitness, you can just walk upstairs and do chin-ups on the bar, do push-ups on the Swiss ball, and that's all right there. I mean, that's probably $100 or less. It's up to the person. I mean, some gyms are $2 million gyms, some gyms are $10,000, some gyms are less than $100. Anyone in this type of field should know how to do anything with nothing, because you just take any objects in the house. There's a project that we've come up with that we're trying to encourage more older adults to exercise, but how to do things inside their home. You can use the phone book, cans of soup, the stairs. You can use a couch to do certain type of exercises for your triceps and legs. These are all things that you've bought in your house that you don't necessarily need equipment for. The biggest challenge I found with this career is how to read people. Everyone's different, but at the same time, everyone's there for the same goal. And you have to realize that sometimes as a fitness instructor, is sometimes you have to listen to the client, understand where they're coming from, where they want to go, their misperceptions on certain things because their doctor told them this way or a friend told them this way. That's what I found the hardest, you know. It's just you listen to them, listen to you, and you combine them together. It's not just me telling you what to do or counting five more, six more. It's not that. It's about listening to the client. They come back and say, you know what, I really didn't like that because I didn't feel it working. Well, that means it wasn't right for you. Your body's not adapted to do that. Your body is not suited to do that type of exercise. So I think listening was the hardest thing. One thing I want people to know is anyone can be a trainer. People should really look and see what experience a person has, what references they have. I have a problem with anyone just taking a course over the weekend and calling themselves a trainer. Or just because they're fit, they can call themselves a trainer. Here's the good part. It's fun. I mean, how many people want to go to the dentist, go to see the doctor? People look forward to seeing me, even though at the end of the workout, they're tired, they're sweating. Well, now they have to go home and make sure that they're eating the right foods, you know. It's the best job in the world. It's the best job when you're your own boss, too. It's a great job. I mean, I work 20 hours a week, 25 hours a week. I have all this time. And anywhere I go, if I sit down and say what I do for a living, doesn't matter if there's a rocket scientist sitting next to me. They'd want to listen to what I have to say because everyone has questions about fitness. Everyone has questions about their health. How do I lose this? How do I get that bigger? And then it gets more into some serious stuff, you know, and that's what I love about the business. But you got to take it serious because people are putting their health in your hands. Go online, check some of the websites for ACE, CBTN, CanFit Pro. Each one's a little different. The tests are different. Writing the test is one thing and then doing a practical exam. It's a 4-year course, university, 3-year course, college. I went to a college. I preferred the college because it was more hands-on. It wasn't just memorizing books and stuff like that. And then your certifications and practical knowledge. So the best way to get started is when you get certified, you should probably go to a gym where you'd work and shadow under another trainer. We had it called the Graduated Trainers Program, where a gym I used to work at. And from there, you're learning the practical knowledge of it. And then from there, you get your own clients. How it's changed my life is the fact that I've changed these people's lives. I've had clients that, you know, had a stroke, were unable to lift their leg up, and now are playing golf. They're going to live a little longer because they've got their blood pressure down. They're fighting cancer. I mean, I've had every type of client you can imagine over the 3 years. I've trained over 1,000 people. When I leave and go home and when I talk about my business, I tell people I see the change in them. I'm changing people's lives. You know, okay, I took 10 pounds off, but that 10 pounds, you're going to live a little longer. You're not at risk for heart disease or cancer. You're able to spend more time with your family. You're able to enjoy yourself, go golfing, anything they enjoy doing. People go to see a dentist and a doctor, and they don't enjoy it. They enjoy this, and at the same time, they're seeing the benefits almost immediately sometimes. They're sleeping better. Their stress level's better. They're going to live longer and healthier, and that means you're going to spend more time with your loved ones.